Hi guys, welcome back to the To All The People podcast. This is your host, Janelle Roberts. How is everybody doing today? I'm so shook that you guys loved last week's episode because your girl was low-key going through it. I'm not even going to hold you to it. I think one thing that I wanted to talk about today is have opinions and have thoughts and have the freedom to think how you want to think. Develop your own personality, develop your own sense of identity in a world that oftentimes doesn't want us to have one. To be a person that has their own thoughts, to be a woman that has her own opinions is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous thing to be. And because of it, you will be ridiculed. People will say that you bully them. People will say that you made fun of them, all because you said no. Recognize and identify the fact that what you say has value, and the importance of having your own thoughts and having your own ideas, and the importance of getting to know yourself. Because in this day and age, everyone wants us to think the same, feel the same, be the same, become the same. And if you don't do that, the pressure that you feel from the outside world when it comes to the bullying, when it comes to putting you down, when it comes to opinions that don't need to be there, it will feel like the world is completely imploding on you one by one. So I want to talk about the importance of finding who you are and stepping into who you are. I've been having such a dilemma just like the last couple of weeks or so. I've been learning so much about myself as a businesswoman. I've been learning so much about myself as a content creator. I've been learning just so much about myself in general. And one thing that has like been really sticking to me is that as I continue to move and thrive into the direction that I want to go into, that I cannot keep being this version of myself. I cannot keep being this Janelle that wants to please everyone, this Janelle that constantly needs to be nice, this Janelle that wants to validate other people's opinions, because a lot of times other people's opinions don't really serve you any value. And I know it's kind of conflicting when I say like how be a person that has your own opinions, be a person that has your own thoughts, but I want you to be real. Sometimes people will just say things to make you feel some type of way, or they'll just say things that just don't need to be there. And at this day and age, I can't deal with the negativity. I can't deal with people ridiculing me. I can't deal with someone making passive, nasty comments. And on top of that, it's not my job or my responsibility to try to make you feel better about yourself. We're too big to be saving people. And I want you to hear me when I say that. At this big age, we have no room to be constantly saving people and trying to show up for people. Like, we show up for our friends and our families when we need to, but all of these bystanders, all of these outside people, it's not our job and our responsibility. And one thing that I'm learning is like, people will try you, because people have been trying me really, really, really heavy. I feel like when the whole solar eclipse happened, there were so many heightened feelings that were going on, so many thoughts that I was having, so many like beliefs I was having about myself, so many feelings, so many just different things that I can't even begin to like muster into words or put into words. I just felt like I was being tried the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I was talking to some of my friends. Everyone just seems like they're kind of going through it as we like move through this, like this phase of Aries. And Aries is all fire and it's rage and passion and so many other elements, like truth. Everything feels like everything kind of feels pretty karmic right now. Like right now it feels like we're somewhat in a karmic state. But I want you to realize that that entire solar eclipse also means the start of a new life and a new beginning. And what that lets us know is it is time for us to begin again if we haven't already. And it's time for us to let go and step into our higher selves. And I've said this so many times to you guys, being nice cannot go where you are headed. I mean, you can be nice to some degree, but you cannot be worried about how other people are going to internalize you, because that's not your responsibility. I think sometimes a lot of us can be just so meek and try to be so damn nice and try to be so fucking understanding and try to be so fucking kind to certain people, and we always just end up kind of leaving hungry and abandoned and alone and left out and used, and it's not a good feeling. And you think about all the years that you've lost in your life and all the times you lost in your life constantly trying to be something for other people. And why is that? Like, why is that? I feel like the older I get and the more people I'm around, like, you know, like there's so many issues that so many of us are having. Like, and I feel like when I think about perception and how I want people to perceive me, I have always felt the need to be perceived by other people as a more smaller, more understanding version of myself. when in fact, I know I'm not always the most understanding because some things aren't meant to be understood. Some shit is just flat out wrong. Some stuff ain't right. And I shouldn't be neutral. I'm not born to be a neutral person. I'm not born to be in the gray. I'm born to be someone that has opinions, states them. And I'm born to be someone that understands things, but I cannot understand anything that's malicious, evil, cruel, or rude. When I think about that, okay, well, I'm understanding, like, am I actually like this nice person, or am I pretending to be this person because of like my own triggers with like my own parents and my own mother and stuff? And I just kept replaying that to myself for like a lot of the things and how I move throughout life, watering myself down, making myself quieter. I've grown up realizing that people have always had an issue with me. And I'm not saying I'm problematic or anything, because that's not the case. People have an issue with me. And I remember I called up my best friend, Alexa, and I said to her, I was like, do I have any red flags? And she says to me, she literally started laughing on the phone. She goes, what? I was like, do I have any red flags? And she goes, do you know what? Like, what happened? Told her the situation that happened. I was like, I feel like lately, like, I've been making people upset just because I'm saying no. People are lying and saying I'm doing stuff, blah, 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 this. And she said to me, she goes, Janelle, hear me out. You are consistent every time you're around someone. You're consistently nice. You're consistently kind. You consistently show up. You are just one of the most consistent people I know. You don't switch up. You're not funny acting. You're not rude. And you're like a mirror for most people. And for most people, people will want to, they see you and you make them feel good about themselves, or they feel inspired by you. And then there's people that will also feel all of those good vibes, but because you bring these good vibes, they will hate you for it. So in the process of them hating you for it, for being who you are, being the person that has their own thoughts, moving and loving in the way that you love, people will try to lie on you and get upset at you for being that way. People want you to be more quieter. People want you to be more watered, a watered down version. People want you to be less of who you are, because you being comfortable with yourself is too much. And some people aren't, and most people aren't. And when she said that to me, I started like really like thinking about it. I internalized what she said, and I started thinking about all of the situations. Like every time someone started giving me a weird vibe or started being weird towards me, I immediately went into this hole where I'm like, okay, is it me? Like, am I being too much? Am I being this way? I would sit there and overanalyze every single situation, every single conversation we had. And I'm just like, okay, maybe it's me. Like, maybe it's me. But I can never, ever think of that thing that I did. And I'm way too aware. Like, and me and my therapist has talked about this a lot. We are like, sometimes like I'm very, very aware of my surroundings, which is also a very good thing. And I'm very aware of other people's emotions, which is also a good thing. But sometimes that awareness makes me ignore my own internalized feelings and my own internalized like thoughts that I have about situations. Because someone mistreats me or be rude to me, my old mind frame, not anymore, my old mind frame would be like, okay, well, let me try to think about what it is that I did this to this person, when there was absolutely nothing that I did. I showed up as I was. I smiled. I made people in the room laugh. I was myself, and I was consistent every single time. And then all of a sudden they were weird or they were rude. I was talking to my friend Alexa about how, like, sometimes I'll be around someone and it'll be great the first time I meet them. And the second time I meet them, I'm excited to see them. We're talking, chit-chatting. And then around that second and third time, they start being weird. They start pulling back. They start being this way. And when I talk to her about it, she says, it just goes back to your consistency. You're always consistent. And people are waiting for you to fuck up. And I didn't realize that people actually thought about that. You know, it's very scary to put yourself in the mindset of other people. And I feel like lately I've been forced to do that. And I don't like thinking how other people think. And every time I put myself in the mindset of someone else who has had a problem with me, it never made sense to me. It never made sense, because it's actually quite senseless. And I'm not saying because, oh, I think I'm the shit. I think I'm this way. I think I'm that way. No, that's not the case at all. It's just that, like, your existence bothers people, even when you're not doing anything. Because you can walk in the room and you can smile and you can shift the energy, people will hate you for it. And another thing too is, like, you know, it's so weird how oftentimes people that have more than us will hate us, or they'll try to surveillance us. And that surveillance will oftentimes look like they're trying to be our friend or be close to us, when really and truly they're there to surveillance. They're there to watch. They're there to take notes. They're there to see what you do, but most importantly, they're surveillancing you, because the moment that you say you don't like something and the moment that you remove yourself or the moment that you state your opinion, they're going to take that, weaponize you with it, and abuse you with it. That's what tends to happen. Literally. Like Cardi B basically said, like, all of my enemies linking up when they were just in my DMs. Oh, that was such a bar to me. That was such a bar. The amount of people that have been in my DMs who turn around and do something heinous or do something weird, it's honestly insane, because it's like when you don't give a person what they want, they get upset. And we as human beings should be allowed to have our own autonomy and our own feelings and our own free will about how we feel. If we don't want to be around certain people, that should be allowed. That should be tolerated. We should not be forced to try to be nice in fear of what someone else might think of us. And I don't want to live in that mindset of caring so much about what other people think about me. And the moment that we realize that that's a trauma response, the better off we are to heal. The reality is, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Either you can fit the mold and do what everybody else wants you to do, or you can do your own thing. It's not really not a win-win situation, but for you it can be. For your mental peace it can be, because whatever someone has to say about you has nothing to do with you. The problem is that when you don't think like someone else and when you don't agree with this person, they get upset at you. When you're not a yes man, they get upset at you. If you're looking for a yes man, I can't be that for you. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit up here and agree with everything that you say when I know it's not right. I'm not going to sit here and watch you bully someone when I know it's not right. And I've cut off the neutral friend numerous times in my life, because if you can't stand up for me for something that is messed up, then we're done. We're done. I can't tolerate the neutral party. I can't tolerate the neutral friend. I can't tolerate the person that wants to be friends with everyone, even when this person is doing X, Y, and Z to this person. It doesn't work like that. It's not okay. That's not how life works for me. I would rather be around people who have strong ideas and opinions and mutual respect. We don't have to agree on the same thing, but let me be. Let me have my own identity. And even when it comes to like my friendships, right? A friend of mine might do something in front of me that's not okay, or say something that's not okay. It's not my job or my responsibility in that moment to like humiliate them, because this is my friend. I love them. Why would I do that? But in private, oh, I'm going to tell them, hey, when you said that, that was a little offensive. I think you should, you know, I want to have a conversation with you about that. There's been times my friends have said this to me. There's been numerous times Luke and I have said this to each other, because if you love someone, you must show them who they are. And I always say that. That James Baldwin quote that I always say is, if I love you, I must make you conscious to the things that you cannot see. It is a real thing and it is a real bar. It is not my job or my responsibility to keep trying to morph and mold myself into this version that you want me to be. And if you feel that way, that you have to constantly do this for other people, do you know how intuitive you have to be to know how to morph yourself, or how much self-awareness you have to know how to morph yourself into what other people like? Imagine if you actually took that power of you constantly trying to fit the mold and blend yourself in. Imagine if you actually took that power and put that back into yourself and said, no, you know what? I don't want to do that. Like, y'all know what I've been talking about lately with the whole social media thing and being lied on and everything. Like, do you know how powerful you have to be for your enemies to come together just to feel close to you? Just to feel close to you. They will have to lie and make up situations and make up stories that did not happen. Literally. Only for you to not respond to it, and only for you to not care. Only for you to still be strong and standing the fuck up and rising right now. Period. Because every time someone tries me, I come out of shit 10 times stronger. You need to keep that in your mind. Why, like, every time somebody tries you, it's up to you to decide what you want to do with it, because you can come out of this stronger. Because if somebody else try you again, you ain't even gonna give it two thoughts. And next time, you ain't gonna let nobody ever try you again. Because the problem is like, you have to watch what you say around certain people. And I get it. You might not even be saying nothing at all. You probably not saying nothing fucked up. You're probably just stating your opinion. But people hate people that have thoughts and opinions. People hate people that know who they are. And I'm not talking about opinions where you're just like, oh, I don't think that looks good. No, no, no. I'm talking about having your own ideas about the world and places, and having your own ideas about the type of business that you want, and having your own ideas about it is what it is that you want to do. People will literally hate that because they're upset that they didn't think about it first. They're like, how the fuck did this bitch think about it and I couldn't think about it? Like, how was she able to muster this? Like, I make more money than her. I'm smarter than her. I'm all this different stuff. Like, that's what they're going to think. They're going to hate the fact that you came from a broken home and that you were able to build yourself up. They're going to hate the fact that you've been ridiculed and bullied and you're still able to rise and still able to keep a smile on your face. They're going to hate the fact that you can still move through kindness with all the family trauma that you've experienced. They're going to hate that. Smile in their fucking faces and keep making people upset. And that's just how it has to be. Moving forward, and I've always felt this way since I was a kid. I've been making people mad my entire life just by being me. As early as I can remember, making family mad just by being me, a little kid, a little girl who's just happy and bubbly and just wants to have a good time. Like, literally, I remember one time my aunt called me whitewashed because I like to read books as a kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like little stuff like that. Like, people are always going to hate you because when they see you, they see what they lack in. That's what they see. It has nothing to do with you. Imagine how much self-hate you have to hate someone else who's happy with themselves. Like, can you imagine that? And I understand sometimes we can be in that place where it's not envy or it's not jealousy. It's just like, dang, I wish I could do it. I wish I could follow my dreams. I wish I could figure out a way to do the things that I want to do. It's more so that, which I understand, and that's okay. Trust me, it's okay. I see you. I feel it. I understand it. A lot of times when we see people doing well, it actually motivates us to be better. We don't turn our vision onto them and fully surveillance them and surveillancing them until they fall apart, until they make a mistake. Because we only feel good and we only feel triumph when we see other people doing bad and not doing well at all. Do you know how nasty of a mindset you have to want someone to stay in a karmic state? Everybody that has had a problem with me, I pity them because they don't even see their greatness, and they may never tap into their greatness because they're always going to look to someone else to surveillance them. I might be that scapegoat for them, and I'm so used to being the scapegoat for other people. It's been that way my entire life. I think most people that listen to this podcast know what it's like to be the black sheep, and I've always been the scapegoat for people. I've always been the thing that makes people feel uncomfortable, and I've always been the thing that is so easy for people to blame. And the reason why I'm easy to blame is because when you have a certain uniqueness or a certain light about you, and this doesn't go back to being extraordinary or anything like that, it's just you move with a certain energy. We feel it all the time for people. We feel it sometimes the leasing agent that's helping us look for our apartment. We feel it sometime at the Chick-fil-A line with the person that's taking our order. It literally, like, there's people in this world. They don't have to have the most massive job or the most massive career, but there's something so special about them that the moment that you talk to them, you instantly feel good. You instantly feel good. And some people will hate that. Some people will hate that. And the people that are constantly being nice and constantly being kind know exactly what it feels like to be misused and mistreated. And that is why you should always be kind when it comes to people that are always being kind. Because they know what it feels like more than anyone, what it feels like to not belong. And it's so weird because there's a lot of people at this big age and they act the fool and they're rude and they're ridiculed and all this different stuff. But every time I sit up here and look at their track record and I look at their story, it's because, like, they've been spoiled. Someone's always been there to save them. And because someone told them no, they're now angry and they're now bitter. Instead of mustering up the strength to get out and go get it on their own, they're going to take it out on everybody. They're going to take it out on everybody else. They're going to take it out on you. They're going to take it out on their children. They're going to take it out on the random person. I think it's just so scary in this day and age how people can lie and make up rumors and say things happened that didn't. Most importantly, I think it's so scary to not be allowed to think for yourself and think freely. Think freely. I was on TikTok Live the other day, and one thing that I was talking about was frequencies in music, how music can personally affect how you feel, how you think, how you move throughout life, how you see yourself. And people were perplexed by it. What you consume music-wise, film-wise, reality TV-wise, can change everything about how you perceive and see yourself. I talked about it on this last podcast about how to detox your mind from all of the nuances, because it's important. To be a person that has their own thoughts, think about that. You have your own thoughts. If you have your own thoughts and you have your own ideas about yourself, no one can tell you who you are. On top of that, you don't internalize anything else that anyone has to say. On top of that, you can be there for people without having to internalize their problems. On top of that, you encounter friendships and people that don't need you to internalize their problems. Because now what's happening is you are encountering like-minded individuals who are like you and who are healthy. When people make comments saying, "Janelle, you have so many friends," you're damn right I do. I got a good amount of friends. I ain't got too many, but I got a good amount of them. And they are my mirrors because we reflect each other. All these other people that are having problems with me, I don't know them from a can of paint. Short friendships, influencers I met on social media, whatever, that actually reached out to me and sought out a friendship with me. And me being the open person I am in this new career field, in this new world, I'm not able to show up how I would normally want to. So moving forward, have your thoughts and have your own damn opinions, and don't let anyone tell you anything else. This is the To All The People podcast. I'm your host, Janelle Roberts. This is a very short episode, but I'm really, really excited for the next couple of ones. Love you guys so much and have a good one. Peace out. Bye.